Section 1. Driving in New Hampshire. About this manual. This manual is intended to assist a person who is learning how to drive. Each section should be studied and applied in conjunction with training and practice out on the road with a driver education instructor or a licensed, responsible adult age 25 years or older. Motor vehicle drivers should use this manual to become familiar with New Hampshire rules and laws. This manual may also be used as a resource to review everyday driving habits. New Hampshire laws. Please take time to review New Hampshire's motor vehicle laws. Refer to the revised statutes annotated, RSAs, sections 259 through 269 under Title 21, Motor Vehicles. Also review the New Hampshire Department of Safety, Division of Motor Vehicles rules and other information contained on our website at www.nh.gov/dmv. Licensing requirements. Driver education. State of New Hampshire Law RSA 263-19 requires that all individuals 16 or 17 years of age wishing to apply for a driver license to have first completed an approved driver education program. Over 10,000 students participate in driver education every year through state-approved driving schools. The New Hampshire Division of Motor Vehicles, Driver Education Section, is responsible for ensuring that each of these students is trained using the standards that the state of New Hampshire has established within law and administrative rule. Additional information on driver education in New Hampshire is available on the Division of Motor Vehicles website, http://nh.gov/safety/dmv/drivered/index.html or by calling the Driver Education Section at 603-227-4075. Driver education, combined with involved and supportive parents or guardians, provides the fundamental base that New Hampshire's young drivers need to become successful, safe drivers. Requirements of driver education. 30 hours of classroom instruction with a certified driver education instructor. 10 hours of practice driving with a certified driver education instructor. 6 hours of driving observation with a certified driver education instructor. 40 hours of additional supervised driving time with a parent, guardian, or other responsible adult, in which 10 hours must be completed at night. New residents to NH. New residents to New Hampshire have up to 60 days to obtain a driver license after moving into the state. The following drivers are exempt from obtaining a New Hampshire driver license. Non-residents who hold a valid license from their home state. Members of the U.S. military stationed in New Hampshire who hold a valid license from their home state, or foreign citizens visiting the United States as a tourist and hold a valid license from their home country. Out-of-state drivers driving in NH. Non-resident drivers must have a valid out-of-state driver license while traveling in New Hampshire, or must be at least 15 and a half years old and accompanied by a licensed, responsible adult age 25 or older. Under no circumstances may a person drive in New Hampshire if their driving privileges are suspended or revoked, even if they possess a license from another state. Practice driving. New Hampshire does not issue permits to learn to drive. However, New Hampshire law allows a person at least 15 and a half years of age, who does not possess a driver license, to drive a motor vehicle while being taught to drive, when accompanied by a certified driving instructor, parent, legal guardian, or a responsible adult who is 25 years of age or older, and who is a licensed driver. This exception does not apply to persons whose driving privileges have been suspended or revoked in this or any other state. Required driver license tests. In order to obtain an operator, non-commercial, driver license, an applicant is required to successfully pass all three of the following tests. Vision test. Applicants must have a visual acuity of 20/40 vision in both eyes. If an applicant has sight in only one eye, they must have a visual acuity of 20/30. If the applicant is required to wear glasses or contact lenses to pass the vision test, then glasses or contacts must be worn while driving, and the B restriction for corrective lenses will be placed on the applicant's license. If the vision test is not passed, an eye examination containing a doctor's recommendation of visual capability will be required before additional driver license testing can be completed. Automated knowledge test. The knowledge test consists of 40 multiple choice questions pertaining to the rules of the road and general driving conditions. Testers have 40 minutes to complete the test. The test is administered on a touch screen monitor, which does not require computer experience to answer the questions. Each question is displayed with 4 possible answers, and the answer is chosen by touching the corresponding letter on the screen. If more than 8 questions are answered incorrectly, the test will automatically end. Automated oral testing with the use of headphones is available for anyone requiring this service. The applicant should notify the customer service representative prior to taking the test if he, she wishes to take advantage of this feature. Automated testing is also available in the following languages in both written and audible formats: English, American Sign Language, ASL, French, Spanish, Portuguese, Arabic, Farsi, Mandarin Chinese. Road test. The on-road test is a comprehensive test of driving skills administered by a licensing examiner. While the licensing examiner will give clear and concise instructions, the examiner cannot coach the driver during this test. Questions may be answered before or after the road test only, unless the driver needs clarification of any directions provided. During the road test, applicants will be graded on their skill in handling the vehicle in traffic, driving habits, working knowledge and understanding of traffic signs and rules of the road. The average test will take approximately 20 minutes. Applicants are required to demonstrate their ability to drive a motor vehicle with good control. No person except the applicant in the authorized division of motor vehicles licensing examiner may be present in the vehicle during the road test. Pass, fail of tests. Pass. Applicants will be issued a 60-day paper temporary driver license. The permanent license will be mailed within 45 days. Fail. If either the knowledge test or road test is not successfully completed, the applicant will be provided with an appointment to retest not sooner than 10 days from the failed test. What to bring to the tests? All driver licenses issued by any state. Proof of identity and residency. Please visit our website for a complete list of required documents at www.nh.gov/dmv. A vehicle that is legally registered, inspected and in safe running condition. The vehicle must be the proper class for the type of license being tested for. A licensed driver to drive the test vehicle to and from the testing site. That person is required to remain at the test site until the road test has been completed. Parental consent. New Hampshire law states that no person under the age of 18 years shall be issued a driver's license unless the person's father, mother, or guardian, or, in the event there is no parent or guardian, another responsible adult, gives written permission for the issuance of such license. Insurance coverage is presented at the time of application or the person under 18 is emancipated by marriage. Organ donation giving the gift of life. Every time a person applies for a driver license or non-driver identification card, they are given the opportunity to designate consent to be an organ and tissue donor. Applicants may choose to revoke or change their designation at any time by submitting a record change request form in person at any DMV office. By registering with the New Hampshire Donor Registry, applicants indicate their willingness to help the thousands of Americans awaiting life-saving and life-enhancing organ and tissue transplants. Advances in medical science make it possible to replace a failing human organ such as kidneys, heart, liver, and lungs, or to provide heart valves, skin, or tendon to those in need. The DMV releases donation information to a federally designated organ procurement organization so that a person's decision to donate may be honored. The DMV is currently working with the New England Donor Services. Please visit their website at http://www.donatelifenewengland.org/ for more information about the New Hampshire Donor Registry and the choice to give the gift of life.